Numbers, chapter 15. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you have come into the land of your habitations, which I give unto you, and will make an offering by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your solemn feasts, to make a sweet aroma unto the Lord, of the herd, or of the flock. Then shall he that offers his offering unto the Lord bring a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of flour mixed with the fourth part of a hin of oil. And the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering shall you prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice, for one lamb. Or for a ram, you shall prepare for a grain offering 2/10 of an ephah of flour mixed with the third part of a hin of oil. And for a drink offering you shall offer the third part of a hin of wine, for a sweet aroma unto the Lord. And when you prepare a bullock for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice in performing a vow, or peace offerings unto the Lord, then shall he bring with a bullock a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of flour mixed with half a hin of oil. And you shall bring for a drink offering half a hin of wine, for an offering made by fire, of a sweet aroma unto the Lord. Thus shall it be done for one bullock, or for one ram, or for a lamb, or a kid. According to the number that you shall prepare, so shall you do to everyone according to their number. All that are born in this country shall do these things after this manner, in offering an offering made by fire, of a sweet aroma unto the Lord. And if a stranger sojourns with you, or whosoever is among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire, of a sweet aroma unto the Lord, as you do, so he shall do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourns with you, an ordinance forever in your generations, as you are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. One law and one manner shall be for you, and for the stranger that sojourns with you. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be, that, when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a heave offering unto the Lord. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for a heave offering, as you do the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you offer it up. Of the first of your dough you shall give unto the Lord a heave offering throughout your generations. And if you have erred, and not observed all these commandments, which the Lord has spoken unto Moses, even all that the Lord has commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day that the Lord commanded Moses, and onward throughout your generations, then it shall be, if anything is committed by ignorance without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet aroma unto the Lord, with its grain offering, and its drink offering, according to the ordinance, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it is ignorance, and they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord, for their ignorance. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and the stranger that sojourns among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. And if any soul sins through ignorance, then he shall bring a female goat of the first year for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sins ignorantly, when he sins by ignorance before the Lord, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. You shall have one law for him that sins through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourns among them. But the soul that does anything presumptuously, whether he is born in the land, or is a stranger, the same reproaches the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Because he has despised the word of the Lord, and has broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off, his iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron, and unto all the congregation. And they put him in custody, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, The man shall be surely put to death, all the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp, and stoned him with stones, and he died, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them tassels in the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the tassel of the corners a thread of blue. And it shall be unto you a tassel, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to follow harlotry. That you may remember, and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your God. I am the Lord your God.